This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Melania Mills. Date of birth, May the 8th, 1963. Case ID number is 4779255. Date of exam, April the 25th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Dr. Zahiria Salim, MD, dated May/18/2022. Identifying information. This is a 59-year-old married female with 5 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of chronic kidney disease, stage 2, dash, diabetic nephropathy, comma, cerebral vascular accident, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, fibromyalgia, comma, and myocardial infarction. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2018, where she worked at a refinery for 15 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her husband, who is presently receiving disability benefits. She is presently not on disability and is not working at this time. Allegations number 1, chronic kidney disease, dash, stage 2 with diabetic nephropathy. Number 2, cerebral vascular accident. Number 3, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Number 4, hypertension. Number 5, hyperlipidemia. Number 6, fibromyalgia. And number 7, myocardial infarction. History of allegations. Number 1, chronic kidney disease, dash, stage 2, diabetic nephropathy, and insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 1997, she was diagnosed with diabetes mellitus. She was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, and a weight loss of 100 pounds. She does have in-organ damage of retinopathy, comma, stage 2 chronic kidney disease, comma, with nephropathy, and diabetic polyneuropathy. The claimant has also had end-stage organ disease of myocardial infarction. She checks her blood glucose 3 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 200 and 600 milligrams / DL. Her last blood glucose reading was 267. The claimant states her last hemoglobin A1C was 15, which is very high. The claimant is presently taking Novolog 20 units sub-Q TID before meals and Levemir Flex Touch 50 units sub-Q BID. Her condition does not appear to be well controlled at this time. And the claimant was also diagnosed with chronic kidney disease, stage 2, along with diabetic nephropathy. Allegation number 2, cerebral vascular accident. The claimant states that in 2017, she presented herself to Chris's Spahn Hospital at the emergency room and was eventually hospitalized for 1 week for having a cerebral vascular accident. She states she presented with left hemiparesis, comma, decreased balance, comma, decreased vision, comma, dysarthria, comma, confusion, comma, decreased memory, comma, and decreased cognitive function. The husband states that she did have a syncopal episode. Her residual symptoms include mild left hemiparesis, comma, decreased balance, comma. Her vision has improved, however, and her speech appears to be normal at this time. Her mental status appears to be fairly normal, and she has not had any seizures or other syncopal episodes. Her limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, climb 3 steps, comma, with the rail, and she does need a cane at all times to ambulate with. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, and lift approximately 3 pounds above her head. She is unable to use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes, or do any strenuous exercises. She is presently on aspirin, 81 milligrams POQD. She was diagnosed with a right-sided brain infarct and a mild left hemiparesis, which has appeared to resolve itself slowly. Her condition is poor. Allegation number 4, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2000, she was having symptoms of chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, frontal and occipital headaches, comma, and blurred vision. The claimant does have in-organ damage of a myocardial infarction, which occurred in 2017, and a cerebral vascular accident, which occurred in 2018. She has also been diagnosed with chronic kidney disease, stage 2, with nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 180 over 104 mmHg. She is presently taking hydralazine, 50 milligrams TID, losartan hydrochlorothiazide, 100 milligrams / 12.5 milligrams POQD, metoprolol tartrate, 50 milligrams BID, and it does not appear to be well controlled with the medications she's taking at this time. Allegation number 5, hyperlipidemia. The claimant states that in 2018, she was told that her lipid profile was very high. The claimant has had in-organ damage of a cerebrovascular accident and myocardial infarction, along with chronic kidney disease. She was started on atorvastatin, 80 milligrams POQD, and states that they have not told her that her levels have gone down. She continues to take the medication and appears to be poorly controlled at this time. Allegation number 6, fibromyalgia. The claimant states that in 2013, she was having generalized muscle aches and was diagnosed with fibromyalgia. She denies any x-rays, fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include generalized muscle tenderness, swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk 60 feet slowly, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, climb 3 steps with a rail, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, and lift approximately 3 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or button her clothes. She does have an assistive device, which is a cane that she uses all the time. Her physician is Dr. Kimberly Price. She is presently on meloxicam, 7.5 milligrams QD, which does give her some relief. She does no other physical activity at this time. Allegation number 7, myocardial infarction. The claimant states that in 2017, she presented to Christus Spahn Hospital, Heart Hospital, where she was admitted for 1 week, secondary to having a myocardial infarction. She states the character of the pain was a pressure, aching, stabbing pain on the left side of her chest that would radiate up to her neck and left chest area, as well as her left arm. She states it would last for 10 minutes, and it's still a pain that she has at least once a week. She states it's precipitated by any kind of exertion and sometimes by rest. She states it's not related to any kind of food intake. The claimant states that her chest pain is relieved by taking 2 aspirins and not by nitroglycerin, resting, or antacids. Her symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, diaphoresis, nausea, and dizziness. Her risk factors include hypertension, diabetes mellitus, positive family history of heart disease, menopause, and high cholesterol. The claimant denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, gastritis, hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli or costochondritis. The claimant does suffer from mild shortness of breath, pedal edema, and apnea, where she has to sleep with 2 pillows at night. She was diagnosed with coronary artery disease, unstable angina, and mild congestive heart failure. She has not had any surgery for her condition, and her condition appears to be guarded at this time since her blood pressure was 180 over 104 mmHg. Family history. Her father died of cancer of the throat, and her mother is 78 and has diabetes mellitus and hypertension. Medications. Lyrica, 200 milligrams BID. Albuterol, HFA. Inhaler, 2 puffs, QID. Aspirin, 81 milligrams POQD. Atorvastatin, 80 milligrams POQD. Hydralazine, 50 milligrams TID. Insulin, 20 units TID. Levemir, 50 units BID. Levothyroxine, 150 micrograms POQD. Losartan-hydrochlorothiazide, 100 milligrams-12.5 milligrams QD. Meloxicam, 7.5 milligrams QD. Cholecalciferol, 1.25 milligrams QW. Advair Discus, 100 micrograms-50 micrograms BID. Metoprolol Tartrate, 50 milligrams BID. Medical problems. Hypertension, chronic kidney disease, stage 2, with nephrosis, bilateral cataract surgery of both eyes in 2021, positive diabetic retinopathy, right cerebral vascular accident with mild left hemiparesis, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, history of myocardial infarction in 2017, hyperlipidemia, morbid obesity, hypothyroidism, and fibromyalgia. major surgeries, cholecystectomy, comma, incision and drainage of right lower quadrant abscess, comma, and history of multiple small diabetic infections of the skin, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse, communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 260 pounds, height 5 feet 3 inches tall, BP 180 over 104 mmHg, second reading was 186 over 99 mmHg, heart rate 88 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 46, general. This is a 59-year-old female who appears to be much older than her stated age and is in mild acute distress. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has enormous cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroicteris was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be with some dark fundi. She has had a recent bilateral cataract removal with new lenses placed. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant has multiple teeth missing at this time. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole was 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. The claimant does not have glasses at this time. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, and distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. However, the claimant is morbidly obese. Extremities. The claimant appeared to have some clubbing and cyanosis on the lower extremities and multiple diabetic skin ulcers all over her body with pitting edema noted. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. Skin. The claimant has multiple small diabetic dermatosis type infections on all extremities, including the abdomen, which has been treated with multiple antibiotics. Neurological. The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent. And her mood was appropriate for the time. She had clear thought processes and her memory was normal. Concentration was fair and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, asymmetric, and unsteady. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which is a cane that she had to use at all times. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. She was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam, and the lumbar sign was negative. Musculoskeletal. The claimant did have multiple muscle spasms and tenderness all over her body. Mild joint swelling, erythema, and effusion, as well as multiple skin lesions were noted, especially at the lower extremities. There is normal range of motion of the cervical spine. The claimant was unable to flex the thorax or the lumbar spine, secondary to weakness and instability, and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and decreased sensory findings in the upper extremities, and decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the lower extremities. The claimant was unable to perform a straight leg raise in the supine position because she was unable to get up on top of the table. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was unable to get up and down from the exam table. The claimant was unable to walk on her heels and toes and had difficulty walking at a tandem rate. She could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she requires a cane at all time and probably needs a walker and a wheelchair at this time. Neurological, grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch. Pinprick and position sense was abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there is muscle spasms throughout her body. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for the upper extremities, but plus 3 over 5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Comprehensive metabolic panel, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately to severely restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the lower extremities, and also of multiple skin lesions secondary to uncontrolled diabetes mellitus. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone or tissue destruction, except for generalized fibromyalgia, which is more likely than not severe diabetic polyneuropathy. She is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show moderate to severe fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate fairly well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to severe uncontrolled diabetes mellitus, hypertension, severe diabetic polyneuropathy, and recent history of a myocardial infarction with unstable angina. Probable diagnoses: number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 2-diabetic nephropathy with uncontrolled insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, confirmed with medical records. Number two, cerebral vascular accident, mild at this time. The claimant does have a mild right upper extremity weakness. However, physical exam was grossly normal. Number four, hypertension, being treated, but is poorly controlled at this time. Blood pressure was 180 over 104 mmHg. Number five, hyperlipidemia, being treated at this time. Was told that she was poorly controlled. Number six, fibromyalgia, confirmed with physical examination. However, the claimant is more likely than not suffering from diabetic polyneuropathy secondary to poorly controlled diabetes mellitus. Number seven, myocardial infarction with mild congestive heart failure, coronary artery disease, and unstable angina. Confirm with medical records. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Melania Mills.